You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call 614-431-3311.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman, we're going exploring. Our concern now is with the extremely successful Chandra and Safe Mode. What is Chandra, Bob?
Chandra is the Chandra X-ray Observatory. It was launched in 1999, so it's been in space now for like 22, 23 years. It's well past its original nominal mission, which I think was a decade, or maybe it was 5 years, and they've just renewed it now four times plus. So it's really been up there for a long time. It works in X-ray wavelengths. Hubble is optical. Webb will be infrared. And on February 9th, the whole telescope went into safe mode because of a power issue. They've now pinpointed where the power issue problem was. It was in the high-resolution camera on Chandra. And so what they've done is they've turned on all the other instruments, and those instruments are now producing science. Again, they're in science operations, but the high-resolution camera remains in safe mode. They're going to have to figure out whether they can get that camera back alive and running again, and they're not sure. They're analyzing, to quote, the instrument and engineering teams continue analyzing the cause of the power supply issue, and as well as potential approaches to re-enable the camera again. Because Chandra works in different wavelengths as Hubble and Webb, it would really be a tragedy to lose it now, because what you want is you want to be able to look at objects in space, distant objects, in multiple wavelengths, because stars emit energy in multiple wavelengths, not just in the optical. And so having multiple telescopes capable of doing this is really valuable. And so it would be a shame if we lost it now. We'll just have to wait and see, John. So far, it does seem like they're keeping it alive.
We go to the far side of the moon. You two, too. Is seeing something that we've seen before. Didn't we talk about them, the Chinese reporting these tiny glass globules, or this is the first time they've reported?
It's a variation on what they reported before, John, so I can see why you'd think it's either or and not sure which, because it's both. They previously, U22 had approached what they called these gel-like objects, which were basically glass globules left over from a melt from an impact. And it's now in a report, it passed by several of these glass globules, very small, generally less than an inch across. And they appear translucent and they're like spheres. And what they basically are droplets left over from the impact melt when the impact occurred. Remember, U22 is in the center of von Kármán crater, which is actually one of the more unusual craters on the moon, where its interior floor is really smooth, almost like it was a lake of molten material, and it just melted, formed like a flat lake, and then froze. And so it's finding these glass globules. These globules are similar to ones the Apollo astronauts found. The difference is the Apollo globules were dark or opaque, and these appear to be translucent. In all cases, though, they appear to be droplets formed during the impact, melt, and then freeze quickly to leave small spheres behind. And it's interesting stuff. They didn't take spectroscopy of them, so they don't make we don't know what their makeup is. But, you know, YouTube's finding interesting stuff out there.
Ingenuity, the flying toaster. The last time it was 19 done, and you... we're looking to 20. What's happened?
20 has occurred. We don't have a lot of information. JPL released a tweet announcing that the flight successfully occurred on the 26th of February. It was the 20th flight. It was a success. It lasted 130 seconds and traveled about just under 1,300 feet, which was what they planned to do. And according to them, it landed where they wanted it to, which was to slightly to the northwest, along the track that Perseverance is moving. It basically leapfrogged. It was behind Perseverance. This flight puts it so that it's kind of next to Perseverance, but not quite next to it, a little bit to the east. And the plan now is Perseverance is going to do a a roundabout journey circling rough terrain to get to the delta in the east, which is the main target of this mission. Geologically, this delta that flowed into Jezero crater sometime in the past, maybe when it was filled with water. Ingenuity is going to cut across the rough terrain and fly directly, it appears, to the or at least fly in a more direct path to Perseverance's planned route. And that's where the next flight will be when they announce it, John. They haven't announced it yet, though.
Not an ocean, but lakes and rivers. Where, Bob?
On Mars. Now, Mars, for those of my readers and your listeners will know, because I've talked about this a lot, is that Mars is split into two different northern and southern hemispheres. The northern hemisphere has a gigantic northern lowland plain, very smooth. The southern hemisphere has a higher terrain that is very cratered. And there is literally an elevation difference between the two, which suggests the northern hemisphere might have had an ocean once. And scientists have posited this many different times and looked at the data to try to see if they can find a shoreline and data that would prove it. The data increasingly is suggesting no, but it's not confirmed yet. This most recent study I posted on Behind the Black did a study of a shoreline region in length, and their conclusion was that the meandering rivers that seemed to flow down into the lowlands flowed into intermittent lakes, not an ocean. And so this is for these were a series of different lake beds that came and went, and so if you didn't have a big ocean.
Not an ocean. Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.